intended to change the way you live is to change the way you talk, is to change what you say. Yes, God wants to change your life. The journey did not end with what we call what Jesus did on the cross, but the journey isn't finished there. How God intends to finish what he starts in your life is by what? Is by ensuring that his word is in your mouth. So that's why we say we have what we call the finished work of Christ. We also have what we call the unfinished work of Christ. Amen. Of course, what we call the unfinished work, that's the way Pastor Nika will put it, is based on the finished work. EG ministry is the unfinished work of Christ. It's not Jesus that will come on the street preaching to people. Amen. Does somebody need a barrel in the house? I always have one for somebody. That means you have a book, you don't have a pen to write. I borrow you my own. Praise God. So we have what we call the finished work of Christ, and we have the unfinished work of Christ. The unfinished is what you are doing as a result of the finished. E.g., putting the right words in your mouth is the unfinished work of Christ. It's based on you. Amen. It's based on you. What you are doing as a result of what Jesus has done. I have told you, it was in workers' meeting yesterday. Any righteousness that you are trying to output, which the Lord has not worked in you, is at best a filthy rag. So you can see some people who don't believe in our Jesus, living a good life, honest life, but yet all their righteousness is still a filthy rag. So, you don't say I'm holy because I don't do this and that. Of course, you shouldn't. But you say, I am holy because of what Jesus has done. Praise God. So, you don't relate your advancement to your performance. Oh, but we are certain that better than bruised. Because he was broken for us, and he died and rose. In him, victory is sure. It's sure. So if you will not stop putting those words on your lips, you won't stop. You won't stop advancing. You won't stop. Say it's intentional. Say I'll be deliberate about my life. Say I'll be deliberate about my Christian life. Say I will not live based on time and chance. Say I won't live based on luck. Luck is bad. It's just, sorry, don't be shy. Who has played Bet Nigeria before? Thank you. I think somebody is sincere. Who has played the one that what's the name of that football spoon that we say Arsenal will win Chelsea by 4-0 and the rest? Don't laugh, it's possible. What's the name of that one? Naira Bet, right? Thank God, like people they are born again, they don't even know it. That's good. No, yes. And there's a guy that came to Ozzy, take care of the dog in the house, and he was analyzing how he earned there, how much? 60, Abby? 16,000, okay. He was able to predict, maybe predict this match, predict. I just looked at him like this, that. Hope you are not sure. We should go and start this one, this thing too. He was telling me, everything was based on luck. That means today you can gain 16K. Next tomorrow, lose more than that. But all the promise of God in Christ. They are what? Yeah. That means in Christ, in Christianity, God does not want you to live on probability. I have told you in this church, I hate that course in mathematics. What is the probability that you will that X will stand out of all the alphabet and you hear 1 over 26? That means one chance out of 26 chances. And if you listen to some of these experience, they will tell you that the pyramid is like this. No, pyramid is like this. Like, there are very few people on the top. There are plenty under. But no, there is no room at the top in Christianity. Amen, amen. In Christianity, it's actually God wants it this way, not this way. Say there is room for me. Say in spiritual things. This year, I advance deliberately. Say in secular things. This year, I'll be more deliberate. Say all the spiritual realities that are mine, I will utilize them to make my life better. Let's pray in tongues and take us prayers. Topic which I call being born again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Being born again. Job 42 verse 1. Hope it's not too difficult for you to get this place. Brother Slama and a few others. Thanks so much for coming. Job 42 verse 1. Let me read verse 1, 2, 3. You will read verse 5 and 6 for me. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou can do anything, everything, and that no thought can be withheld from thee. Who is he that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not, things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. Here I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. Verse 5 and 6, want to go? I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes are seeing thee. 6, wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. Amen, amen. So Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. I have heard informations about you all this while. I have heard things about you. I have been living my life based on what somebody told me about you. I have been living my appreciation of who God is based, has been based on the information available to me. Information that I didn't really bother to scrutinize. Information that I didn't really bother to find out if it is true. Amen. Say, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. One of the things that Job heard is that pleasing God is by regular, constant confession of sins. Because we saw that in Job chapter 1 that we read on Wednesday. Bible study. Try to be in Bible study. It's good for you. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. I have been living my life based on what I have been told. Say, but now my eyes are seeing thee. Now, seeing God there is not saying, now I'm seeing your shape. No, he's saying, but now I have revelation. But now I have first-hand information. Before, I have been hearing from you through a third party. But today, now, I have first-hand experience. Sorry, experience is not really in drama, in the pictorial form, word. I can hear from you first-hand. Hebrews 1, verse 1 to 3. God, who has sundry times, diverse manner, who has spoken unto us by the word to the fathers, through the prophets, has now in these last days spoken to us first-hand in the Son. That means the same God who revealed things to the prophet, which the prophet now spoke out in types and shadows, right now, that same God now spoke to us in the Son. So the Son is not a third party. The Son has always been the intention of the Father. Are you with me? Praise God. So before, you have been living based on third party, based on assumption, based on the deep, say, God who has what? Diverse times, number one, very key. Secondly, what? Diverse manners. I tell you a truth. That word diverse time means a lot. Meaning, if the book of Revelations were to be written this year, I didn't think John would be using things like horses as vehicles of war. Amen. I think you'll be talking about jet fighters. Right? If we're talking about, you know, real artilleries. So, that means you must not allow, and because of that, some people have drilled different things, then a trumpet is perhaps the instrument that can make the loudest noise. I didn't think that is still true today. Amen. We have good power amplifiers. So, when they saw the vision, then what they could see, how they could understand what God is saying is, okay, a trumpet will sound and everybody will awake. I think if it will be this year, it will be something like, maybe, amen, maybe, what is the name of this? Don Jazzy will set up a big sound system somewhere. Have you seen those Rambunki Crusade? Rambunki Crusade. Funny enough, one of the first things that draws me to Rambunki Crusade was his speakers, his instrument. Ah, my God. Then in Akure, this man will be somewhere about 2 kilometers away. We'll be hearing clearly. He will have some terrible speakers on top like that. Amen, amen. So, but to them, for them to comprehend, they have to use a trumpet. That means you must not be lost in the diverse times. That means you must not allow those shadows to confuse you. He also said, in diverse manner. Imagine, Noah heard of the same salvation. He built an ark that via which he was able to save himself and his family. And even it's not first Peter, second Peter, I said that ark is actually a symbol of our salvation today. Amen. And Abraham heard the same message. He tried to what? Sacrifice his son. The same message. But what happened? Diverse manners. So you must not be lost in the diversity. You must get to the end. Amen. It's not just asked me a question on Facebook. I've not even, replied you. That, how is it that Job, are we saying what is written in the Bible is not true? Of course it's true. Like, okay, like when we are studying about Job on Wednesday, like, God, it's not possible that God and Satan was having a conference meeting because of the life of Job. Are you with me? And she was not saying, so are we saying what is written is wrong? No! It's not about what is written. Who wrote what is written? As far as that person is concerned, that was the best he can do. Hallelujah. Praise God. As far as the writer, don't forget, the father of the book is called Job, does not mean Job wrote it. Now, explain that. Some series, maybe it should be Wednesday too. Of course, Job might be having, I didn't think it's when he was sick that is when you have time to be writing. I didn't think so. Amen? So, Job might have been passing through his experience and somebody is there writing it down. So, when Bible now says all scripture were given by the inspiration of God,
He is not saying it is God speaking through everybody in the Bible. He is saying God ensured that you have a Bible to study. That means we are having different experiences, different scenarios, but God ensured that they wrote it down. Amen? E.g., things you can, I mean, which book you can, I think we all did GS in school, things like citizenship, like all those very terrible courses, amen? They will just tell you that the state of so-so countries is the state of Ogamonga, blah, Peru, elucidate. They just cutter your head with one grammar. Say, blah, blah. And at times, they are just expecting you to write the three arms of government. Some people, they will start copying all the notes from chapter 1. You don't even understand the question. Amen. So, but in the all, that's why at times in the exam, they will say area of concentration. Focus on this. So, what God ensured is that we have a raw material. Raw. So, but by the Spirit, the apostles now process the raw materials into a what? Finished product. Same way, if you see Go Today, you know, there was a time I was watching DSTV a while ago, and I saw how they produce gold. Sorry, extract gold from the earth. My God. What they do is they have some type of, is it excavators or that is on the rail. So he's sucking the sand directly. Trust me, at times they can suck sand as big as this building. And the gold they will be able to get from it is not up to this jar. As they are sucking it out, there are some separations, the thing that is going on, the gold will be, raw gold will be dropping. Will be dropping. Sand as much as all this building, the gold they will get there. Just small. And I just look at them. And with that small gold, in fact, there was one that after they say 3 months on the it's like on the creek, the gold was just handful like this, and they were just happy. Say, wow. See, now finally that they can go home and last for 6 months. That means that small thing is enough to sell and be good for another 6 months. And the heap of sand that was now waste was massive. Massive. Now, this is the point. If you discard that big heap of sand, are you going to see the gold? Hello? If you discard, this is too much, Jared. Take it away. If you discard that big heap, are you going to see the gold? No. That means, although the gold is the intention, but the big heap is the container. So the truth of God's word is hidden in that same book that looks confusing. So scripture says, study to show yourself approved. Not take it verbatim. What you do? You study. You labor on it. Hallelujah. Tell someone beside you, say, study. Stop living based on rumors. Let's tell somebody. I didn't say, look at somebody. Say, stop living your Christian life based on rumors. Get first-hand information. Hallelujah. So, Acts 11. Today, as I'm studying, we are discussing being born again. It ought not to be long. Amen. Don't worry, it ought not to be long. By the way, we are currently having our workers and membership training classes. We started yesterday, we continue today. If you still wish to join, there's still room for you. So the Christian life is lived based on facts, not assumptions. Not assumptions. We discussed yesterday that why are we called Christians? And the common idea is that we are called Christian because of the way we talk, because of the way we walk, because of the way we don't cheat in the office, because of the way we do honest things. And I first took you through the fruit of the Spirit. I took you through Titus 3:8. Thank God for my wife. She showed me that how Titus 3:14 was just actually talking about doing an honest work. But Titus 3:8, how we are to maintain good works for necessary uses. And then 3:14. So, But why are we called Christians? What is our identity? Amen. What is our identity? Like I asked yesterday, if they said this brother Joshua is a Christian in his piece of work, I say, how do you, and somebody else asked, how do you know he's a Christian? I say, no, when all of us is taking bribe, he doesn't take bribe. Before them, you are passed, but before God, you are failed. Amen? Just like they said that, how do you know this governor is doing very fine? You say, Say, no, now, can't you see he's doing very fine? He has a minister, he has a commissioner of enjoyment. Or what do they call that post again? Happiness. Amen, amen. Just like he asked this banker, this banker, does he do his work? Yes. How do you know that this banker is doing his work? He says, he smiles at everybody and he always have an headset in his ear. He looks very fine. Sure. Now, see it. No, that is very tricky. No, not dressing fine too is not good, right? That means going to your work, you should look corporate, look smart, right? But is that why you are a good banker? Banker. Amen? You don't even know anything about accounting. You cannot even balance. Is it balance sheet? What do they call those things? Petty cash book. God delivered me from them long ago. I said, but I know. He's smiles at everybody. Eh? Now smile in one shop. You will see somebody, give me my money! What will your smile? Your smile will run away. Around is like a time. One retired man also came for his pension in IBTC. And they are saying, sir, no, we have changed our system. We don't use those old teller things anymore. You have to pass this project. Old man, remove his cap. Omage, show Kiloruko, you know? Like, what is your name? Moniko Fumi Lowo Mi. The nurse, give me my money! Then your guy came out. We are sorry, sir. They took him outside. Special treatment. Inside. Special treatment. You are new. You are telling him to wait, go through this process, go and get BB. Some of them, ask the bankers, you have to do their BBN for them. What if they shout on your head? Say, we only BBN. When you took the money from me 10 years ago, is there anything like BBN? Amen, amen. So you are called a banker because you can do it. I love the times 1999 before they introduced computers into banking sector. You will store everybody, you will keep an accurate ledger of everybody's withdrawal, transfer, paperwork. What else? Don't this internet has made things easy. If you want to transfer, you have to go to the branch where you open to do any transaction quickly. If you apply for a check, it will take days, if not months. They will transfer from this bank to this bank. Amen, amen. So in Christianity, there is a reason a person should be called a Christian. And Acts 11, yes, 26. Don't get tired. Read it. Want to go, everybody? Yes. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that the whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians. First, where? So what was going on in Antioch? Is it dress tie? Is it they were doing Christian trousers for brothers and holiness skirt for sisters? Huh? Is that why they are called Christians? No. What were they doing there? They taught much people. Now, this thing, ask a normal Christian. Why were the first Christian called Christians? They said, if you see the way they live their life, they were, say, these people are little Christ. They live very well. So you people, you are just calling Christians today. You are living anyhow. You are keeping your BS. Sorry. It's an assumption. Amen. Don't worry, there will not be BS gangs in my church. No, Messi does not look fine anymore. I don't know why. That's why they are always racking him down. Okay. Christians are Christ talkers. You are called a Christian because you talk Jesus. If they touch you like this, what will come out is Jesus. Jesus talkers. Talkatives of Jesus.
Yes, yes, message will be made available. Please try and lay your hands on it.
So they talk Jesus because he is their persuasion. He is our conviction. This Jesus is our only obsession.
Amen?
If you are addicted to anything, it must be the message of Christ. So they must not say you are a Christian because you don't take bribe. No, it's good. You must not take bribe. Don't forget Titus 3 yet. But you must be called who you are because you disturb everybody about Jesus. That is our identity. So most times you see some terms. Like they say, this one is a Christian, but this one is a born-again Christian. When you are filling your passport, you are filling visa form, religion, what do you say?
They say Christianity.
You now take the gospel to them and ask them, are you born again?
That one, no. Are you a Christian?
Yes. An absorption. Rumors. John 3, that's where I'm going today. I'm just going to close after that. John 3 verse 1. Knowledge is just serious deliverance. Serious deliverance. Some people are scared to call themselves born again. Say, if I call myself born again, God will just say, but. John 3 verse 1. Let me read verse 1, 2. You read, take 3 for me. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. A ruler of the Jews. Verse 2, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Okay, verse 3, want to go? Okay, stop. Now, look at verse 2 again. Now be studious, everybody. Okay, look at verse 2 again. He's saying, Rabbi, that means teacher. We know that thou art a teacher. Repetition. You are from God. Why? He now says, For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. So it looks like Nicodemus was connecting the purpose of Jesus to the miracles. He was like saying, well, you are teaching so that people can receive more miracles. It's like he's saying stuff like, okay, wow, you are a great teacher. And because of your great teaching ministry, people are receiving much miracles. Like he came to the world to give miracles. So Jesus now corrected that notion. Except a man be born again. The end point of my ministry is not the miracles. They are part of it. They are like the process. But that is not the destination. So verse 3 now said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Okay, I'll focus on this verse 3 for now. So, to be born, it means to be brought forth. And the word again in the Greek, you can write this down, A-N-O-T-H-E-N. A-N-O-T-H-E-N. You need this one, please write this down. A-N-O-T-H-E-N. Anotem. That word actually means above. About 15, more than, sorry, when I was doing like 20 years, yeah, how old am I? Maybe 16 years ago, when I was doing like, that was when they were teaching us legs and structure. My English teacher, it was the first one that said that. I said, this, what we are saying, born again, he said it's actually a very wrong, a wrong interpretation. I said, you that you don't even go to church regularly. How do you know that? He said, actually, it's not born again. It's born from above. Then I looked at him like an antichrist. But years later, I understood. So the word anotem actually means you are born from above. It's not really about number 2 or number three. And of course, the word see, say, except a man be born again, except a man be brought forth from above, he cannot see. The word see there is Greek word I-D-O. I-D-O, I-D-O. I-D-O. It means a man, you cannot experience. It means you cannot experience the kingdom of God. It means like, it's like an admission. So except a man be born again, he cannot, except a man be born from above, you cannot be admitted into the kingdom of God. So it is more about, write this down, it is more about where he is coming from, not about the second time. The priority of that teaching of Jesus was not about you have been born once, now except you come out again. No, that's not the priority. The priority is where you are coming from this time. Are you with me? Praise God. Except a man be born from above, he cannot, it's not like a biku, it's not like It's about where are you coming from this time. John 3:13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So, to be born again means to be conceived and delivered from heaven. Oh, hallelujah. It means to be what? Brought forth, conceived and delivered from heaven. That makes it very, 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 very impossible for man to orchestrate by his own power. For you to be born again means you are here. It means you have to come down from heaven. It means you must come brand new. Are you with me, somebody? Don't worry, you understand before I am done. So the believer's journey starts from heaven. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Heaven is not just about a destination. Heaven is our beginning. I will explain. Just relax. It's not about heaven at last. We started from heaven. We came from there. We came from God. So the natural man is of the earth, but the spiritual man is from above. That's what he's saying. The natural man is of the earth. The spiritual man is from above. Where is the natural man from? The earth. Or the spiritual man? From above. Look at 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15. Are you with me? Verse 47. 1 Corinthians 15:47. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is the Lord from where? Okay? So who is the first man? Who is the first man? Okay, look at verse 22. Are you opening your Bibles? That 47 said, the first man is of the earth, earthly. Earthly. And but the second man is the Lord from heaven. Hello? Now, see verse 22. Verse 22. Want to go, everybody? For as in Adam, all die, even so in Christ shall all be. Again, verse 22, everybody. I've told you this in the Edifice Assembly. I said, following the pastor's instruction is part of his tool of blessing you. So when he says you should say something, it's not for the sake of volume. You saying it will do something to you, okay? We remember more, not only things we read. How do you cram? Some of us, when the exam is just 2 days to go, how do you cram? You'll be reading it. Read it out. You enter one bush. Not tongues, though. Book. As in, some divinations. Like, especially the ones that you are not interested in. I'm not talking about like Avogadro's law that we compose into a song. Any science students? Avogadro's law, so we pay equal volume of gases and pressure. Sorry if you studied. Amen, amen. So there are some definitions that you just have to you sing it and it will never leave you. The death do us part. I mean, who remember Almighty Formula? Okay. Everybody must talk. Let's go. 1, 2, go. X is equal to minus B plus or minus square root of. Do you know the first time you meet this thing? Why do you call it Almighty Formula? It's big. But when you now enter Laplace, you will see bigger formulas. Serious, thank you. It will just start. What is the name of this one? That is it not permutation? There's one that you should. Binomial. Oh. AN, BN minus 1, C. You will just start. There's no statistics is also under very, very serious stuff. Statistics. If I ask you here now, who still remember the formula for standard deviation? Thank you. We will quickly open that yellow thing in your message. Check again. This thing is awesome now. Amen, amen. What of matrices and determinant? Matrices. So what do you do to them? You keep reading. There was a course in my when we were doing C++ in school, programming. I know that this thing, we know that this thing will come out. But you know how programming is. You have to, how do you cram words that don't tally? Like words that cannot be pronounced. No, if it's good, it will be better. If like TAG, F2 integer minus dot R. Like, if there are things that can be pronounceable, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, they can't be pronounceable. So you have to be cramming alphabet by alphabet, then including punctuation mark, space, iPhone, underscore. And we all know that this thing is coming out. And we knew the question. You just cannot carry a school. So how are you going to cram just this page for days? You look at one line, dot. As you are looking, you practice. You practice. So actually, saying it out does something to us. Repetition is key in knowledge. Amen? Praise God. Say, I'm born again. Say, I'm born from above. Say, I am of God. I am not of the earth. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 15:22. Can we now read this together? Very well. Want to go? Yes, sir. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all. Good. Amen. That should settle the subject of salvation for you. So we have a race of men that can be traced as natural. We also have a race of men that can be traced as spiritual. 1 Corinthians 15, go to verse 48. Verse 48. I'll read 48, you read 49 for me. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Verse 49, yes. Come on, read this with joy. 49, yes, sirs. What are we going to bear? Is it saying we are earthy or we are going to bear the image? So, although right now the believer is not earthy, but his body may be earthy, right? But there is an assurance that this believer will get what? Which our body? Heavenly. So, we have then two races. The earthy race and the heavenly race. I'm not talking about, I know go tire, heavenly race, not that one. Race, like racism, you know? Yeah, Yoruba, those type of Toibo. So, listen to this. that you are not yet celestial does not mean that you are earthly. That your body still feels hungry, feels passions, does not mean you are of the earth. Okay, let's look at Jesus. We look at Jesus, then we bring this subject to a close. I didn't plan to preach long today. Luke chapter 3. Let's look at the genealogy of Jesus concerning his son. I'm coming on that topic very soon. Luke 3, verse 23. By the way, we just got this all, and we are planning to still get the one opposite so that the kids can have their own holiday. Luke 3, 23. One to go. Yes, sir. And Jesus himself began to be about what? Yes. Okay, stop. Let me read 24. Which was the son of Martha, which was the son of Levi, which was the son of Melchi, which was the son of Jamna, which was the first son of Joseph. I go to verse 38. Keep talking. He said, which was the son of Enos, which was the son of Seth, which was the son of Adam, which was the son of God. Now, everybody, I want you to do something. Look at verse... Look at verse 23 and 38. Eyes on your Bible. Verse 23 and verse 38. Show me two disconnections over there. Show me two contradictions there. Is it open for anybody? Be fast. Verse 23 and verse 38. We are looking at the genealogy of Jesus. Who can see any disconnection over there? Juliet? Yes? What can you see? Good. So, is Jesus the son of Joseph? And Adam, is he the son of God? Jesus. You know, it was yesterday that I was telling you that I did something. When I was doing that series of Genesis, I intentionally focused on authority. I didn't go to redemption. I didn't really talk about, okay, did Adam have eternal life before he fell, all those type of stuff. We are still coming on that. That topic will come again this year. Amen? Part two. So, two disconnections. Number one, he was never the son of Joseph. And Adam was never the son of God. Now, that now brings in the account of Matthew. Matthew 1, verse 1. The book of the generation of Jesus, right? The son of David, son of Abraham. Abraham begat Isaac. He kept talking like that. He got to verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was exposed to Joseph, before they came together, she was formed with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So, what does it take for a woman, everybody, eyes up. What does it take for a woman to be called a mother of a baby? Anybody? Please speak out. Conceive. Yes, keep talking. To give birth. Okay, if they did a baby transplant. No, these people don't doubt them. They can do anything nowadays. If they do not, if they do a spermatozoa transplant, but if they do a full fetus transplant into a woman, that means maybe the woman is put and say they have no egg, they cannot fertilize, all those type of things. Okay. They say they now find a baby in the bottle, put her inside, and the baby develops, gives back.
Is she the mother of the child?
Justify. John, be free, justify. Yeah. That's the question. That's not my question. Is it hallelujah? Is it the fact that a woman carried a baby in her womb, or because her egg is involved, which of them qualifies her to be called the mother? That's my question. Okay, anyway, so what I can say is that, and let me just tell you what I know, of course, Mary received a full baby. Okay? Mary did not receive, it's not the egg of Mary was not used at all for Jesus. Are you with me? Because Mary received a full being. So if you are to do a DNA test for Jesus, are you with me? You will see that he is neither from Mary nor from Joseph. But because she carried him in the womb, please, I'm going somewhere. Don't say I'm doing biology. Because she carried, of course, you know I'm avoiding some other terms, which is not churchly. Amen. It's classly. So, but because she carried her in the womb, Jesus is much more likely to have Mary's blood group. Exactly. Amen. Amen. Do you know your blood group and your DNA is not related? Huh? So your DNA actually talks about your what? Parentage. Where you came from. So, but your blood group much have to really do with mostly the mother, anyway. Mostly. Most of the time, the mother has a greater say. Greater say. Anyway, we can look at that one later. I'm not really planning. I'm not saying genotype. I say blood group. Amen? No, that one is different again. Hello? Okay. So, this is what I'm saying. You will see that it's like Jesus is neither from Mary nor from Joseph. So, where does that leave Jesus? Is Jesus earthly? Be careful before you answer. God is not a man. He can't die for you. Is Jesus earthly? But does he have a natural body? Why? Look at John 4, for instance. So, he has our type of body, subject to our desires. He was hungry. He became tired. If you look at John, just be fast. Just scroll through this. John 4, verse 6. Now, Jacob's well was there. Jesus is therefore being wearied with his journey. What happened to him? He was what? Wearied. Weary. He was tired. Amen? The Bible says God does not sleep on slumber. God does not get tired. But this man was tired. He was tired. It's not him trickle. He was tired. Look at Luke 8, verse 23. Be fast. Luke 8, 23. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of the wind of the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Verse 24. And they came to him and awoke him. He was not forming to be sleeping. Some people, in trying to justify his divinity, say, no, Jesus was just trying to look at how best he can do it. No, Baba was sleeping. Baba was sleeping. Some people are saying, well, don't worry, some could not have catched, we both could not have capsized anyway. Yes, I know, but Baba was sleeping. Deep sleep. Say he was a man. Say he's a man. So he has our type of body. So it's possible not to have a celestial body, yet you are from above. Is that clear? That's what I'm trying to say since. It's possible not to have, because don't forget, the body he has before resurrection is different from the body he has after resurrection. But even before resurrection, hallelujah, he was the only one that could make such audacious statement. E.g. John 3, open John 3, 14. Is it 13 or 14? So let us read from verse 1. That's where I'm actually going. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Amen. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And life was the light of men. And light shines in darkness. And darkness comprehend it not. Verse 9. Verse 10. He was in the Word. And the Word was made by Him. And the Word knew him not. He came unto his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Exousia, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 13, which were born not of the blood. 13 again. Which were born not of what? Nor of the will of. Nor of the will of. But referring to Jesus anyway. Verse 14, everybody wants to go? Again, everybody wants to go? And dwelt among us, and we bear his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Hallelujah. So the fact that nothing happened, hey. So it's clear who Jesus is. He is God. Yet God came to the earth. He was thirsty. He was hungry. Brethren, the fact that you have a body today that is still subject to desires is not a judgment, is not a proof of where you came from. It's not. You are now from above. Write that down clearly. I am now from above. You are no more earthly. Our body is still natural, but we are not earthly. You are heavenly. You started your journey from heaven. So going back to heaven cannot be a problem. Amen. Hallelujah. So going back to heaven cannot be a problem. Ephesians 2 verse 6. Ephesians 2 verse 6. Are you there? And hath raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ. That is why John puts his own this way. That is 1 John 4 verse 4. He said, you are of God, little children. You belong to God. You are of God. You are of God. Why greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world? Now everybody, 2 Corinthians 5. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, is where? Is what? Is what? That new creation, where is he from? Where are you from? Okay, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become. Amen. How many things have become new? How many things? How many things? Hallelujah. How many things? Amen. How many things about you when you became saved? How many things became new? Are you going to believe God's report or your own physical evidence? So he now said in 1 Corinthians 15 that as we have bear the image of the earthly, it is sure, it is certain that you will also bear the image of the heavenly. So the fact that you have not bear the physical image of the heavenly does not mean you should treat yourself like the earthly, because you are not earthly. Are you with me? Whosoever is in Christ is a new creation. That's the same as John 3:3. Whosoever is in Christ came from above. That's the point. That is why salvation is not the work of men. You have no part to play. All you do is receive. John 3:34-35, he said, He that has believed his testimony has set to his own seal that God is true. That means, wow, I love that scripture. Say, anyone that has believed that testimony, you will account it to your own ledger. You will balance it into your own credit card that God is true. You will put it here. It has always been yours. Just like you have a current account, money is there. But they said before, all of you, you have opened an account, you are seeing money, they say you can't withdraw. See them, they are laughing. They know what they are doing to our money. They will be trading with your money. Say you can't withdraw it. Why? Say you have not done this. And when you are opening the account, they won't talk about referee. The day you want to come out with withdraw, you say, hey, yes, sir. Before you can take this thing out, you have to referee. Okay. To pay in. No, voila. Come out. Referee. Or is it referral? Which one is that? Why referral? Say that. Thank God, all of you have forgotten MMM. We never did this. Say, I'm from above. Say, I am from above. To be born again means you came from God. That's what I'm saying. It means you came from God. That is where you are from. And to what, Brother Joshua, looking at the earthly, because there's like an allegory, looking at the earthly plane, what do you do for you to come out of, from your, for you to be born? Huh? What do you do? That means in the actual process, you did nothing. But because salvation is a finished work that must be actualized individually. Amen? Individual. So you must not confuse the making of salvation with the receiving of salvation. When you are discussing salvation, you must not discuss, you must not major on what the man does to receive. Is that clear? Hello? E.g., Jesus, when you are talking about what is Adobe Premiere Pro, when you see a real programmer talking about the software, he will talk about all the script, programming language, codes that they used to design together. He will not talk about the user. Amen? So, that you are a beneficiary does not mean you made it happen. How do you know, what do you know about how this thing is produced? Nothing. What do? You go to the market, I want this. Hallelujah. And see, just trust God. He said that moment you have believed the gospel, that moment everything, your parentage changed, your heritage changed, your past changed, your future changed. Hallelujah. See, now you are from above. So play for me, I'm closing gradually. So, Jesus, please open Romans chapter 1. Jesus, please note this carefully, because I will continue there again, maybe Wednesday or next week, Sunday. So, Jesus, he was from above based on two reasons. Amen. Number one is based on the incarnation. Romans 1 verse 1, please open, everybody open, I'll wait for you. Romans 1 verse 1. Romans 1 verse 1. Are you there? Okay, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Are you there, everybody? Verse 2. Which he has promised above by his prophet in the Holy Scriptures. Verse 3. Want to go? Again, verse 3, yes. Concerning his son, Jesus. Verse 4 now. So, Jesus was declared to be a son of God based on how many reasons? Two reasons. Number one, the incarnation. Secondly, he was declared to be a son of God based on what? The resurrection. So, which one did we partake in? Is it that your father did not know your mother? Amen? Of course, you should. Or else you'll be labeled under name. So, we couldn't really partake of the incarnation. But the resurrection was actually for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 2. He said, for he became him by whom are all things, and for whom are all things, in bringing what? Many sons unto glory. He made the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
Oh, hallelujah.
Say, I am a son of God based on the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Say, I came from above because Jesus rose from the dead. Lastly, Colossians 3. Colossians 3. Verse 1. Colossians 3, verse 1. Read, then you now personalize it. I will see who can make the best English construction in this place. Colossians 3, verse 1. Let me read my own. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. Okay, people by my left, read your own version, personalize it. Everybody just read out. 1, 2, go. Personalize it. Say your own. 1, 2, go. You are changed the whole things entirely. People by my left, change the word if to something. Go again. 1, 2, go. Since. Hallelujah. Since. The if was conditional because Paul, well, is talking to people. Which he said, if you are sure you are born again, then it's what has happened to you. Amen. But you, are you not sure? So, when if comes to you, what do you shake it to? Since. Because you have believed the if. Amen. The if was based on if you have believed the gospel. So, the since will be your confession. Say, since I have been risen with Christ, I seek the things that are above. Verse 2 says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Verse 3, want to go? For personalized again, verse 3. For I'm dead and my life is hid with Christ. Ooh, this is what Pastor Bishop Edebo said. Don't worry, you can't kill me twice. I've been dead with Christ already. Amen, amen. Now, verse 4. Yes, when Christ, who is my life, shall appear, then shall I also. So, what are we waiting for? Is it the glory or the appearing? Hallelujah. Say, the glory is mine right now. He said in John 17, he said, the glory that I have with you, the same I want you to give them. And today he said, Christ in you. That's the glory. So, do we have a body, a glorified body that is coming, which is part of glory? That's why I said the hope of glory there, actually. Yes! The body is still coming. But guess what? It won't start then. Make sure it starts now. You are heavenly. So treat yourself as one. You came from above. You came from God. And if you came from heaven, going back there cannot be a problem. Pray in tongues, everybody. Thank you. Pray in tongues, everybody. Be expressing your heavenly package. Tongues is heavenly, but we express it right now, even with this physical body. So pray in tongues, everybody. Come on, pray in tongues. If you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, lift up your hands. Just one hand. Anybody? The Holy Ghost. It's not say after me. It's not recitation. It's by the Spirit. So if, since you are all filled, come on, pray in tongues louder, louder. Sit down, just pray in tongues louder. Sakapalans teke palang kinta riste ge binta soga pali adi imani ras teke pali mali 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 mali
Tiko Zapali Rasegepanto Zanti Kelanste Shata Katila Zapali Rasegepalamo Zopali Mosegedi Late Kalisto Kopila Rosegepalama Isha Tikaleris Tegevindaus Zeketo Libalabalabalabalabal Zapali Rasegepali Malikete Ristegepali Male Malamana. Don't wait for somebody to weigh you before you pray in tongues. You have confessed that you are heavenly. So come on, express the heavenly traits. Set your affections on the things above. The above is in you. Set your affections on the things above. Pray in tongues. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Mala 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 mosu tali rasteka. Zeto li moste ke dada. La pala oste ke pracha katila mazana. Stane o kasta mala oste ke pa. La ta ke lo mala 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 mala. Raste ke palabaste ke pati ke sto ke vila. Roste ke minta kuteto kuteto kutata sta. Shate mala 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 mala. Lima lanto malama seto tete. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sapola totalo stapa da de dada. Raste ke bine male 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 male. Yes, the orchestra, volley, sticky, toddy, stovy, narrow, stay tatted. Le mala 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 mala. You came from above. You came from above. You came from above. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, we'll be praying for ourselves right now.